Yes, I know. I remember you telling me not to send audio files to you whilst you're at work. However, you should have learned by now that I rarely do as I am told. And anyway, if you're listening to this, you clearly want what I do to you. You really should have believed me in the bar that night. You know, the night you came up to me and asked to buy me a drink. I told you, I'm not like the other girls you've dated. I know who you are, some big shot, high-flying professional. I've seen the girls fawn over you and totter behind you at your beck and call. Oh yeah, they're good for a few weeks. They keep the edge off your sexual frustrations and provide a good photo op when you attend the latest big event. Oh yeah, I knew who you were. I remember the first time I said that to you. They only take the edge off your sexual frustrations, don't they? And you raised your eyebrows at me. But you and I know it's true. They're a warm waiting hole to fill, but they don't give you what you really need. Or they fuck your body. They don't fuck your mind, and that's where you live. That's what charges you, drives you forward, makes you let it go and truly satisfy those sexual urges. You need to be pushed to the brink, teased thoroughly, until you let your precious control slip. And that's what you have, day in and day out, control. Control over your business, the people who work for you, those around you, even your friends don't get close to you. But then you met me. I don't fawn at your feet. I don't giggle at standing in the same space as the big shot businessman. I didn't even tell you my full name that first night. I just talked with you, danced with you, drank with you, before calling my driver and leaving with just the feel of your lips on my cheek. But you pursued me, seduced me. You came for me because I intrigued you. And 4 weeks later, I still hadn't had sex with you, but I had teased the fuck out of you. Have you forgiven me for the gala dinner? The night I finally let you fuck me. I insisted on arriving after you, my driver taking me instead of going with you. I remember walking into the hall, sliding up behind you, and you hadn't seen me come in yet, and you certainly didn't see me slip my wet panties into your pocket, the same one your speech for later was in. Left one. You're so set and controlled, it's always the left one. Those little pieces of card with your thoughts on. And when you took my hand and raised it to your mouth to kiss, you caught the scent of me, didn't you? My fingers were still wet from my pussy, and when you'd kissed the back of my hand, you pulled me in close. As if to kiss my cheek too, and I spoke first though, whispering, "We're going to fuck tonight." I heard the growl, and I felt it emanating from your chest into mine. Felt your arms circle my waist and pull me hard against you. "Darling, people are watching," I said. But you just growled through your teeth, "I will ruin you when I get you back to my room." You're so possessive, so certain. The emphasis on my was quite intoxicating, made me all wet. But the night was still young, wasn't it? I infuriated you for fucking hours. Flirted with your business colleagues. But not embarrassingly. I was charming and demure, but the undertone was there, but it was just for you. And when your assistant brought your phone to you, you barked at her. She told you there was a message from your girlfriend. She didn't realise I was already here. She thought it was me calling to say I would be late, but when she handed you the phone and you keyed the code into your voicemail, well, It was a recording of me playing with myself in my hotel room, minutes after you'd left. You left, frustrated that I still refused to go with you and hang on your arm. I'm not your little bit of fluff. I'm not the girl on your arm. I am me in my own fucking right. You're not used to that, but it intoxicates you, doesn't it? That I won't do and conform. I'm sorry if I frustrate you. Actually, no, that's a lie. I'm not. I'm a kitten, and that's what kittens do. But you love it. You love the mindfuck. Your heartbeat soared when you felt my panties in your pocket that night. Your cock strained against your perfectly cut suit trousers, and the look you gave me from the podium the second before you addressed the hall was exactly what I wanted. You lost it right there. A 15-minute speech was done in 8 minutes, and you stalked away as they applauded, took me by the hand and marched me out and into the car. And that's when it happened. That's when you took me. You didn't ask. You took me. Claimed me. That's when you pulled me into your fucking lap and kissed me like your life depended on it. And that's what I wanted. Oh, it's what I fucking needed. You're not the only one who needs this. I need you coming for me. I need you stalking across a fucking room and taking me because it gets me off. I love having your control slip. None of the other girls have done it, have they? It's so rare you can't even remember the last time you did it. Who was she? Childhood sweetheart, maybe? Someone you left? Someone who left you? Who cares? You've got me now. Oh, you couldn't even wait till we got back to the room. You made your driver drive round and round and round. You fucked me in the back of the car. That's right. We didn't make love. We didn't do it with candlelight in front of an open fire. It wasn't sweet. It was hard and fucking amazing. I felt you undo yourself. I felt you push my panties aside and fucking push your cock into my cunt. Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. I could feel that thick stretching me. Your hands on my ass, pulling me into you. You tearing my dress. You tore my... You owe me a fucking dress. You tore it to get to my tits, to get to my nipples, to run your rough hand over them and suck them into your mouth and bite. That's what you did. You bit me. You marked me, claimed me. You tried to tame a kitten in the back of your car with your driver with his headphones in. Even he was surprised, even when the screen between us went up. He knew what was happening, he knew what was going on. He knew his boss was fucking his kitten in the back of the car because she'd pushed him. She'd pushed him and pushed him and pushed him until you fucked her. Oh, and you pushed up so fucking hard, I could feel you everywhere. And I giggled at you, and it made you worse. It made you growl, it made you bite my neck, it made you run your arms up my back and over my shoulders and pull me down onto your cock. Oh, and I slipped my finger between us and rubbed my clit whilst you fucked my pussy. You couldn't get enough of me. We kissed, we bit, nails were raking down skin. I pulled your shirt from you. Pulled your suit down over your arms. I was just so fucking desperate to get hold of you. What, you think I wasn't frustrated, do you? You think I hadn't wanted to fuck you in the weeks that led up to that? You think I didn't want you? I wanted you so fucking badly, but I needed you to let go. And this was it, that was it, that was it, that was it. Fuck. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, fuck me. Take your frustrations out on me. Get me back for mind-fucking you for fucking weeks. For making you so clouded you couldn't think straight through in a day that you were jacking your cock every fucking night over me when I wasn't there. Because you wouldn't do it when I was there. You wouldn't let me see you. You wouldn't let me see you lose it there. And jack off in front of me, would you? No. Oh, you wanted to try and outlast me, but it doesn't work, does it? It doesn't fucking work. Oh, as I do now. Oh, that's it, fuck me harder. Oh. 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 Oh, god damn, yes. Oh, I felt you come really deep inside me and I want to feel it now. I want to feel it again. I want it. Oh, I want you all the fucking time. Oh, I'm going to make you use it over and over. This doesn't end here. No. Oh. 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 Mm. Oh. 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 Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I am. Oh, fuck, I am definitely your kitten. Oh, I told you. I'm not just a bit of fluff. I'm not just a bit of fluff on your arm. Oh God, I can't breathe. I'm not the pretty girl who stands on your arm and bats her eyelid at you. I'm the one that gets in your face, gets in your head, and makes you give up every last drop of cum you've got. This is just the beginning.